Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Imagine arriving at the vacation condo you thought you had rented and finding someone else already there. The Better Business Bureau serving Central and South Alabama has seen this happen at Alabama's coast. So Mondy Donaldson joins us from the BBB by Skype to share some much-needed advice. Mondy Donaldson, welcome back to The Exchange on In Focus here at Troy Public Radio from the Better Business Bureau.
It is always a delight to be with you and your listeners.
Mondy, you are much in demand as a speaker in our coverage area on behalf of the Better Business Bureau, which serves Central and South Alabama. Tell me about travel. Here we are in travel season. Is there anything we need to look out for?
Absolutely. Whether you're going to get on an airplane, whether you're booking a condominium, whether you're looking at a timeshare, there are all sorts of things that you need to look for before you make a reservation and make your final plans.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because the airlines have been popping up in the news lately, as have timeshares. So what are your precautions?
When it comes to making your airline reservations, I would encourage everyone to look at the deals on the websites of the airlines. Be careful of anything that says something like cheap flights to Hawaii, or you won't believe this deal to Jamaica, because those are the ones that you get in trouble with. Or even something that sells, you know, help you double your AAdvantage miles if you click here. Make sure when you go to a website and start researching, don't go to the sponsored ad. Come on down some. And, of course, always check with the BBB if it's a third-party booking agency. Make sure they're legitimate. And then the other thing I would say, if you start going on there and they start asking for payment in a not-so-traditional way, such as gift cards or PayPal or things like that, be very wary. You want to pay with a credit card so that you can get your money back should there be a problem.
So does the Better Business Bureau often get complaints about travel scams or illegitimate sites, shall we say?
We do all the time. I've even had state legislators call me who have been scammed by someone pretending to be the airline and sending them even a reservation saying your reservation has been made, and they stole all their points and they stole all their money. So it's very educated people. It could be people who travel all the time. It could be people who are traveling for the first time. But you just have to do your research and be very careful when making any kind of travel plans, whether it be within the country or even outside the country.
Mondy, now that you mention it, I notice when you put in, say, a website, before you see the site you're looking for, you see all these other websites pop up. And then you see that sponsored thing pop up. And maybe on page two, you finally get to the website that you actually typed in. Why is this allowed to happen?
Because those people are paying for those to be first, second, or third on your list when you go in. Unfortunately, you know, they're paying for those slots many times. I won't say every time, but many times. And even a simple thing like trying to make a reservation, just say at a Hilton property, a Marriott property, those, the same thing happens. It says sponsored, but you have to remember, come on down. Look for an HTTP address. Look for something where there's the word sponsored is not there.
And what about the URL? You've told us about that before. What is it and how does that work?
So the URL, that's the identifiable mark, if that's what you want to say, so that you know that that's legitimate. And you want to look for the little lock, like for the secure lock, so that you know that the website you are going to is secure and it is correct. And the URL, of course, is that top little bar line on your computer.
Now, what about making purchases online with your credit card? How safe is that, or how unsafe is it?
That is the safest way to make a reservation, because if people start asking for you to pay through a different vendor or a different way, then that's a big red flag. But credit cards are the best, so that if there's any problem, you can go back and perhaps you should be able to get your money back.
Speaking of credit cards, some people have debit cards.
Never use your debit card when you're making travel plans, because that money is gone the minute you put your debit card number in. And even when you're traveling, I'd be wary of just using your debit card for gas station stops, because many times those skimmers are on the gas pumps. So you could even be scammed, if that's the right word, scammed at the gas pump if you're taking your trip by car. And then, of course, you could be even scammed if you were making an airline reservation as well.
What else is the Better Business Bureau getting called about or getting notified that this is happening as a scam on a traveler?
Well, the other two that we see, and particularly this time of year, is people start going to the beach. They're making their plans to go for the 4th of July or August, right before school starts. They are going to be looking for copycat condos. You want to make sure that the real estate company or the Airbnb that you are dealing with is legitimate. Read the fine print when you sign up for things like that. You want to make sure that, is there a refund policy? When you're traveling to the coast, what's their hurricane policy if something happens and you have to evacuate? Read the fine print and look at all the reviews when it comes to some rental property, and look for, there again, I hate to say it, but copycat, where somebody takes pictures of one beautiful house on the water and they're stolen right off another one.
Have you actually seen that happen?
We have had that at Gulf Shores. Yes, we've had that at Gulf Shores.
I can't imagine showing up.
People get here and somebody's already in that condominium.
This is incredible. On the website, the BBB.org website, do you have information on how to avoid these things?
Yes, yeah, so you could go to BBB.org and you may just type in something like travel scams. That's what I would do. Google it that way. And there's all sorts of tips when it comes to airlines, timeshares, condominiums, cabin rentals in the mountain, you name it. Those scammers, they know people have been saving. Maybe they saved their income tax return and they're going on their big family vacation. You know, people are out having a good time. They're not really watching their cards as securely as they should be.
Well, when you're in that vacation frame of mind, you don't expect these things to happen.
That's exactly right.
Well, Mandy, I want to thank you for your time. Is there any other advice you'd like to give the listeners?
Yes, please check out any business, any travel company, any real estate company, any timeshare company. Please check those on the BBB website before you make your reservation. And if the deal looks too good to be true, it is. Just do your research, do your homework, and then go have a great time.
Can you find out if there are complaints against that company?
You certainly can.
Well, Mandy, this is valuable advice, and I want to thank you for joining us here during the travel season from the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Joining us by Skype from the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama, was Mandy Donaldson, Vice President of the BBB Educational Foundation. More information for travelers can be found at the BBB.org website, where you also can follow Scam Tracker. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus. And our program is also a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.